Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham David Strauss. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
If you're spreading out the Aveda for the Tzorich of the Aveda, can you have Hana also while you're doing your primary action is for the Aveda? Taisa says that the Gemara Shaila is only by Shitu Achsus. Because there's a chash, perhaps you'll leave it longer than necessary, and therefore be neskalkal. Araya, Taisa says, because you see the Gemara says, that by a Sefer Torah, we said before, that you're allowed to lay in it while you're unrolling it, for the Tzorich of the Sefer Torah. So you see that a Tzorich for yourself is mutter together with the Tzorich of the Aveda. So the Gemara Shaila over here is only a local Shaila, Lagabi Shituach Ksus. So if you look in the Ritva, Hamyuchis, the Ritva is Matcha the Raya. He says there's no Raya from Sefer Torah. You know why? Two reasons. First of all, over there, because there's a mitzvah. In other words, since Sef Kol Sef, the person's being Mekayim the mitzvah, like we see the Gemara had a Havamin before, maybe even you can lend it without Rishus because of a mitzvah. Zakta Ritva, certainly if you're using it primarily for the Tzorech of the Aveda, then we allow, while you're doing that, you're allowed to use it for yourself. And also, because there's not such a hefse meruva of a kriya sefer Torah, therefore both of them are mutter. So it wouldn't be a raya from sefer Torah. As I zok the Ritva, the Teres Chaim is matmi on Taisus from the Hemshech HaSugya. The Gemara in the Hemshech HaSugya brings a raya that to this halacha letzarchoy letzarcho from Par Aduma we machnes it to be dosh and to be meinik. So the Gemara brings a raya that you see that you're not supposed to. Frekta Teres Chaim over there, even though the Chatchili shouldn't do it, but Avada, it's going to be kosher mideraisa. So Vadik Sheri, Vein Svar Loima, the Psuli Him Drabonon, it doesn't make sense that the Gemara means to bring a Raya that is possible Midrabon. So Frekta Teres Chaim, according to Taisis, what is the Gemara is Sushtel? So Be'emes, the Tais Rosh, we Zaychu, you have the Tais Rosh, Mamish Shtel's on this cash. Dr. Tayyus Hirosh, Ha'achad L'tzarka L'tzarka Oktani Pesula. Over there it says that it's possible. Alma L'tzarka L'tzarka Achoshev. You see that L'tzarka L'tzarka is considered L'tzarka. And therefore that's why it's possible. Zakta, V'kasaltach T'tayma Mishum D'chayshinan Shem Yisha Oysa Lodush Achad Shetivsek Milenik. Zakta Tayyus Hirosh, you know what the chash is by Par Aduma? Over there it's also. We're afraid you're going to let it stay there longer to be dosh after you're being meinik. And as I stay in Teis HaBeno Peretz. Zakta Teis HaBeno Peretz brought in the Shita. Hashta Salkadaitin, the high psula. Hainam Adrabonon. The Gemara only meant Haka that it's possum Adrabonon. Mishum de Chayshina and Shema Tifsek Milenik. The Hashta Lake of Azula Tzarka. As I stay in HaBeno Peretz. Zainachanami, the Gemara thought that it was possum only Midrabonon. Zakta Ram Shif, a diak nifla in Taisus. Taisus in Diva Maskel, Bishwil, says, when he quotes the Gemara, he says as follows. Umishani, da hasam da'i raisa psula. In other words, Zakta Taisus, the Gemara's teretz is that mid'i raisa is possible. Zakta Ram Shif, a diak, vice Taisun Taisus, that in the Havamina we thought that mid'rabon is possible. That's Mamish Taisus, Lishitasai, Alpi, the beer in the Taisarosh. Thus is the Teres of the Ramam Shib's Kasha. As Einachanami, the Gemara's Raya from Par Aduma was Taka. The Gemara held that it's possible with Rabbonon, and that the Gemara's Teres is no, over there it's possible with Raisa. Let's go on. Taisus brings a Machlaikis. Tais the Maschel Af Uvad. Tais brings a Machlaikis whether a Paramu Beres is possible for Par Aduma. The Maharsha brings down the Rav. That explains, what's the machlaikis? The machlaikis is whether we say uber yerechimai. In other words, the halacha is, as we see in the Gemara, paraduma is not allowed to carry. So is it considered, when a para is muberes, is it considered that the mother para is carrying the uber? Zok, the rav, that is the machlaikis tanoim. Whether it's considered that the par is carrying. What is this machlokes talian? Whether uber yerechimai, do we look at the uber as a yerechimai, as a foot of the mother? is it considered a part of the mother's body, like an extension, a foot? Somemela, if it's considered a foot, so it's not called carrying, just like the part is not carrying its foot, so too it's not carrying the uba, which is considered has a din of its foot, uba yerechimoy. But if you hold uba lav yerechimoy, so we look at the uba as a separate entity, so therefore we look at it as if the mother is carrying the uba. This is the machloikis tanoim, azoi zaktim arsho, b'shem nerav, when azoi state nerash, over there in Paro, in one shot. The Chayra, from this week, we have a Ora on a famous Yisoid from Rab Chaim and the Lechem Mishnah in the din of Uber Yerechima. How do we look at the din Uber Yerechima? Poshut, it means an Uber is a foot of the mother. Rab Chaim wants to say as follows. When we say Uber Yerechima, that only means when we look at the Uber, the mother is considered a part of the uber. So the uber is not complete without the mother, because the uber needs the mother. So an uber, in reference to the uber is a yerechimoy. However, when we look at the mother doesn't need the uber. So legabi the mother is considered complete even without the uber. What's Reb Chaim coming to explain? The Rambam says as follows. If one is mishacher, evet, And is not Meshacher the Vlad, the Shivcha. Is not Meshacher the Shivcha's Vlad. Zakter Rambam, it's a good Shivcha. But Zakter Rambam, if you Meshacher the Vlad without the mother, then it's considered a Chasi Shivcha, because Uber is Yerech Imay. The Kasha is, what's the difference? What's the difference when I look at the Uber, I say, if I'm Meshacher the uber without the mother, it's considered Meshachah Chatzi Avdai. But if a Meshachah the mother without the uber, it's not considered Meshachah Chatzi Avdai. Zogt Reb Chaim, famous Yisoid. That what? The Yisoid Hachdina, the uber Yerechimoy Shebechol Makoy. The Yisoid Hadin of uber Yerech, everywhere we find this din, Ein Eirak Le'inyin Ha'uber. The Ein Echoshib Le'imoy. He's not considered an entity by itself without the mother. Therefore, if one is Meshacher the Uber without the mother, is he's being Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi? You can't be Meshacher Chatzi Avdoi. Masha'en ken lenina aim. You can't say legabi the mother, the Uber is Yerechimoy. So Mamel, if you're Meshacher the mother without the Uber, it's considered Meshacher Kuloi. Azoi zog Reb Chaim. So what's Reb Chaim telling us? In relationship to the mother, the Uber is not a chelik of the mother. Let's just understand the Tushtel in our Mishnah, according to the Rav and the Rash. What are we saying? We're saying that if Uber Yerech Imoy, then the Uber is considered a part of the mother, so it's not called carrying. It's not called carrying because it's a foot. So it's like a foot clappy the mother. If you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, so then it's considered a separate entity. Again, but if Uber Yerechimoy is considered Kagufe, L'chayr, according to Reb Chaim, even if Uber Yerechimoy, Klapi the mother, it's not considered Yerechimoy. So Klapi the mother, Vaitit, should be carrying according to everybody. So L'chayr, according to way, Reb Chaim explained that Amam, it should be considered carrying L'kuliyam. It's not telling Machloik is Uber Yerechimoy or not. Everybody should hold as considered carrying. Says B'MS, that Amam over there tackle on a different shot in the Mishnah. And according to that, it's Takanat Shvet. Now the Ha'ori is that L'chayri, the Gemara says, and this is really a kasha on the Rav and the Rash, the Gemara says that that's Poshit, even if you hold Uber, Lav Yerechimoy, the halacha is, if a Muberesh and his Gaira, Beno Ein Sarach Tefillah. And that halacha is according to everybody. If a Muberesh is in his guy, and so she wants to become a Gieris, the son doesn't need Tefillah. Frekti Gemara, if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, so L'chayr it should be a chtzitza. It should be a chtzitza. So why is it considered a good tefillah for Geiris? The Gemara says that it's Hayin Rabisei. Because since it's Hayin Rabisei, that's the Derech Gidulei. So Meila, it's not considered a chtzitza. So L'chayr, you could say the same Svara. Even if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imoy, Vavibald, it's Derech Gidulei Bekach, Seif Kol Seif, that's the way it is. So that's not cool, you're carrying. That's not cool, you're carrying something. that's not considered a burden carrying. It's not a separate entity, even if you hold over lav yerechimoy, because hainu rabise, for the same reason that it's not considered a chitzitza. L'chayra, that would be l'chayra, the answer, according to the Chaim. But b'emes, this l'chayra kasha on the Rav and the Rash. Why do they say that whether it's considered a burden or not, it's considered a masu legabi para aduma, it's totally an ubalav yerechimoy, or not, l'chayra, even if ubalav yerechimoy, since it's derech gidulei bekach, that should be sufficient that it shouldn't be considered a masu. There's a famous kasha from the Chelkis Yaakov. Chelkis Yaakov has a sefer, Kava de Kashyaisa. Kava de Kashyaisa. Kava is Begamachi 103 bombs. Kava de Kashyaisa, 103 kashas. In his Oizvav, in the sixth kasha, he has as follows. The Magen Avram says that he has the kasha as follows. How is, according to the Rav and the Rash, how is a part of Muberes allowed to go out and Shisarabim? It's a problem of Shvises Bemtoi. Or for that matter, how is a Isha Muberes allowed to go out and Shisarabim on Shabbos? L'chayra, she's carrying the Vlad. How could she go out? L'chayra, you have to say. So what's the answer? That something that's Balua Baguf, it's not considered carrying. Umbe'emes Hazay, Shtein, the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram says, if, let's say, somebody swallows a diamond, and the diamond is in his stomach, he's allowed to walk out in Rosh Hashanah. Because since it's Balua Baguf, it's not considered a Masui. Le'inyin Shabbos is not considered a Masui. So what do we see from the Magen Avram? That whether we want to determine whether something in the body is considered a Masui or not, has nothing to do with Ubi Yerachimai. If you swallow a diamond, it's not considered carrying the Gabi Shabbos. Since it's Balua Baguf, Soi Bazoi, even if you hold Ubi Lav Yerachimai, Avada shouldn't be considered carrying legabi paraduma. So that's the effect of the Chalkas Yaakov. So what's the pshat in the Rav and the Rash? Now obviously the chiluk is, and this we don't have time, but this is the answer that many achronim give. Obviously there's going to be a difference between the din masui legabi Shabbos and the din masui legabi paraduma. That's what we're going to have to do mechalik. Legabi Shabbos it's zichah not called a masui. Lekuli alma. The chiddush of the Rav and the Rash is that perhaps the Gabi Paraduma, it could still be considered a Masi. But Akoponim, to answer the Ramam, according to the Chaim, we have a very beautiful teretz. Alpidakush, the Chalkis Yankiv, that's Poshit. Something that's in the body, even if not over Yerachimoy, it's bottled to the guf. So therefore, that's why it's not considered a Masui Le Kuli Alma, and it's not totally the Machlaikis of Uber Yerachimoy. Correction, it's not the Chelkas Yaakov. Again, it's the Chelkas Yoyev in Kava the Kushyaisa. Simen Vov. Let's go on. The Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to tell you that a Koyin shouldn't be Meshav and Aveda that's in a Beis HaKvodeh? It's affecting more Pshita. Ha Yaseh, V'hai Loisa Seh V'aseh, V'lo Yossi Yaseh, V'dochi Yis Loisa Seh V'aseh. Hashavas Aveda is only in Aseh. And the Klal is, Aseh is not Doicha Loisa Seh V'aseh. Zok Rashi, what's that say? Hoshev Deshiven. V'af agav d'loy sasi nami yiko. Aye, there's also loy sase be'aveda. There's a lav loy sucha loy salim. Ein loy sase moya lidchis loy sase. A loy sase does not have help to be doicha. Only in ase hu de kadochi. As the Gemara says in Yevamos. So the printer put in Dav Chafal from Adalf. Obviously that's not from Rashi. That Dav Chafal is the pagination of the Vilna Shas. So Zokt Rashi, Azevi the Gemara Zokt in Yevomis, that a Loisa say does not help to be Doicha say. So let's just understand, what was Rashi's Kasha, what's Rashi's Teretz? So if you look in the Muki Yosef, it's more Mavur. He says like this, the Ase is Hoshir Teshivim. V'af agav de Loisa say nami ikka, Loisucha l'salem, ein Loisa say moya litchis Loisa say. A Loisa say does not help to be Doicha a Loisa say. Ela asei hu de kadachi le. Only an asei has a koyach of tchia. Kidaminam bi yevamis. Over there, the printer wrote that's daf gimel amid beis in yevamis. Helkach legabi had doicha le mechshav lav klal. As far as the koyach of being doicha, a lav does not have a koyach to be doicha. Aval legabi hanidochim chashav lehu. If you want to know if it's being nidcha, then we say you're being doicha loisa se vase. But the gabi the koyach of the doicha, you don't count the loisa se, as the Gemara says in Yevam is dav gimel amen beis. The choy, what he means is follows, and the choy is what Rashi means also, that the Gemara says in Yevam is learns out that an ase is doicha loisa se, or learns out from a pasuk that an ase is doicha loisa se. So we only find the koyach the chil the gabi ase. That's what he means to say. So even though the lav of leisuch lesalim is telling me to go into the Beis HaKvaras per se, because if I'm not going to go into the Beis HaKvaras, I'm going on a Lois HaSei, but a Lois HaSei does not have a Koyach HaTchia, only an HaSei. L'chayra, that's the Shakvataya in Rashi and the Nemukhi Yosef. When Azoy Takash State, the Miriam Zasugya, the same idea, all the Rishonim is his Kasha, the Rif has a very big Arichas, so the Miri says as follows, Shem Etoyma V'Haloi Ba'Avei the Yesh Bo Lois HaSei, Sharei Nema Lesuch Lesalim, Niraloima Shein Sarech Lo, Sha'asei Hu Hadoicha, V'Loi HaLois HaSei. When you want to talk about a Koyach HaTchi, it's only an Asei. V'Ein Lois HaSei Nimna, when do we include a Lois HaSei? Ela Kishu Nitcha. He says, as the Gemara Vayit, the Gemara says, Ein HaSei Shel Kovid, Doicha Lois HaSei Shel Aveda, and Nasei Aveda Lamadato, Sha'ein Lois HaSei Niske, B'Yonim Eilu, Ela Kishu Nitcha. We only mention a Lois HaSei when it's being Nitcha. There's a pliyadika meiri in Yevamis Dav Chafa Medbeis, and that sugi. The sugi in Yevamis discusses Ein Asei Deicha Leisa Sei, Ein Asei Deicha Leisa Sei Vasei. So the meiri in Yevamis Dav Chafa Medbeis says as follows: the Gemara over there says that the mitzvah of Yibum is not Deicha Leisa Sei Vasei. Frek the meiri as Akasha. Iev Shaloyma Sheyove Asei Shel Yibum VeYitchala Vasei. So then the meiri is. Ve'ein loyma sha'af ha'yib ma'aseh v'loysa seh v'aseh. In fact, to me, what do you mean? Why can't the mitzvah of Yibam be doich ha'loysa seh v'aseh? Yibam also has a loysa seh v'aseh. What's that? Aseh d'yivam yaveh aleho v'lav d'loysi l'isha ha'meis ha'chutza. In fact, to me, akasha, mamash d'akasha of the Rishayim and Asugya. Why do we say Yibam, the mitzvah of Yibam, is not doich ha'loysa seh v'aseh? Yibam has a loysa seh and aseh. There's Asei of Yevam Yavelel. And then there's a Lois Asei of Loisia Eishas Hameis Hachutza. And for Temiri, no. Sha'arei Lav Zeh Loi Bo Lemitzis Yibum Elo Laosu Lezor. Ha'kol Shiroitz Lissaring Belo Yibum U Belo Yavim Belo Yizar and Kanchiyav Lav. Zok Temiri, no. You can't say that the Lav over here gives you a koyach of being doicha. Because the lav of Leisia Eish Meis Achutza is not telling you per se to do the Yibum, it's just saying don't get married to a Zar. It's not directly related to the Mitzvah Yibum. If you don't want to get married, not to the Yavim, not to anybody else, very good, you're not Oivan the lav. Vaisleis in the Meiri, had the lav been a lav on the Yibum, then we would say that Yibum is also considered a Lois HaSei V'Asei and would be able to be Deicha. That's exactly the point that we're showing over here. By Leisuch Lesalem, the Lav is definitely a Lav telling you, don't be Mesalem and be Meshiv. Then Hashav HaSaveda has also an Asay and a Lois Asay. So let's take the Asay and the Lois Asay of Aveda and be Doicha the Lois Asay Vasay of Tumah. And for the Rishonim and the Meiri among them, no, a lav does not have a koyach atchia. The Meiri in Yevamis is saying that a lav, had it been a lav that's telling you to do that, say, it would have a koyach atchia. So first we have an obvious steer in the Meiri, but besides that, how's the Meiri going to learn Agimar? L'char Agimar shtei klar, that even if the lav is a lav to do the assay, it also can't be mitzarev to the assay in order to be doicha. Let's go on. The Gemara said, "Lemayitz tichra ilam lekoyim esakvaris." The Gemara said, "It's hasei against the lois hasei vasei." Frek the Ran, a very fundamental question: how is that hasei? How is it considered as an hasei of a Shabbos Aveda? Zok the Ran, hanocha that hasei a Shabbos Aveda does not start only when you pick it up. When you see the Aveda, you only have the lav leisuch lesalim. When does that hasei kick in? Only when you pick it up. And as I stated Mefurish and Rashi before, in the Chavavim base, the Iba Maskel Oiva, Rashi says, Hashiv Teshivim Ika, Meshenotal, Achi Yishivena, only when you pick it up. Is Iba Zoi, Frekteran, how does the Gemara say over here that we have, if the Aved is in the base of Kvaris, we have an Asay against the loisa save asay. There's no asay yet. So then the Ran says, he brings the Ramban, and that says as follows. The Ramban suggested, Taka, that perhaps there's an asay even as soon as you see it. That was first the suggestion of the Ramban. And Be'emes, that's the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam Taka says, in Pegid Aleph, Hilchzeh Aveda Halach Aleph, Hashav Aveda Mitzvah Haseh, Ve'haroya Aveda Yisrael Ve'nis'alim Yimena, Ve'henicha Oive B'leis Haseh. And also he's Mevatel the Mitzvah Haseh. So Zok the Rambam clearly, not like Rashi, that the Mitzvah Haseh of Hashav Aveda starts right away as soon as you see it. Then the Ramban says, perhaps we'll say, even not like that. Even if we say that there's no mitzvah as yet of Hashava Saveda, we could still understand our Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, you should go into the Beis HaKvoris because I say, Derech HaLoisa say. Zok de Ramban, Ein HaChanami. If you don't go into the Beis HaKvoris, you're not going to be Mevatel da say. However, if you'll go into the Beis HaKvoris and you'll give it back, you'll be Mekayim da say. So Oiba Zoi, that is sufficient to have a koyach of tchia. In other words, you don't have to have the bitl asay in order to have the koyach of tchia. Even if you won't be mevatel asay, but in order to enable me to be mekayim asay, that also is sufficient to be doicha. Because Ramban is telling us a very big chiddush, which the Kovetz Aris, the Simin Yudalid, has an arichas on this, and he puts down the shaila as follows. What is the yesoid of asay doicha lois asay? I have a mitzvah, and I have a lois asay. Why is the asay doicha the lois asay? Is it because if I'm not going to do the asay, I'm going to be mevatel the asay? I'm going to get an X. I'm going to be mevatel an asay? Or perhaps no. Even if you're not going to be mevatel the asay, but asay doicha lois asay is in order to be mekayim the asay. Zokter Kovetz Aris, we have a raya, mafurish raya from the Ramban in our sugya. Even though you're not going to be mevatel da say, but in order to be mekayim da say, there's also a din chia. Zokter Rabbi Chanan, I have a raya from Klayim Asitzis. What's the makor that I say is deichalos? I say the fact that Malada put Klayim Asitzis because the tchelos of the sitzis is wool, and let's say I have a beged of linen, so I have to put cheles in a beged of linen. The combination of wool and linen obviously is shatnes. So the Torah says I'm allowed to do klayim besitzes. So that's the makor of asay doicha loisa say. In order to mekayim the mitzvah, it's doicha the loisa say of klayim. Frek the bechonim. What do you mean? Have a very simple etzah. Take your beged and make a round corner. Make a round corner. You're not mekayim in sitzes. Like all Rosh Hashivas, they have a kapota. It's a long beggar with four corners. Why isn't it chayav and sitzis? So if you look on the kapota, you'll see that they round off the corner of the beggar. A round corner is not chayav and sitzis. Only a square corner of the beggar is chayav in sitzis. So frekt Rabbi Chanan, why is klayim in sitzis? Why is asay of sitzis doicha klayim? I have a simple eitzah. Just make it round. I don't have to be doicha. The teretz is. Because if you're going to make your kapota round, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sitzis. True, you're not being mevatel the mitzvah of sitzis, but lemaisa, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of sitzis. This is Rabbi Chanan's raya. In fact, this raya, Rabbi Kvega asks for a question. Kvega in Hagoyis Shulchan Aruch and Simin Yud Aleph on the Magen Avraham Sifkot Yud Gimel, he asks as follows. He says that lechayra, why is sitzis doicha if you won't put it on? So you're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah. So there's no chiv to put on the beged. So why do I say? I say doicha leisa say. Well, don't put on the beged. Craig is asking even more elementary. Who told you to put on the beged? Don't put on the beged. You won't be over. Climb the sitzis. Who told you to put on the beged? Don't wear the beged. Or like a Bechonin saying, don't wear the beged. So what am I going to do? Not wear clothes. It means I'll wear a beged. That's pater from sitzis. So basically it's the same question. Don't put on a beggar, that's chayav and sitzis. Zok de Kvega, a very partial yisoid. The yisoid that the Mordechai says that there's no iser of putting on a beged of dalek kamfis and not putting on sitzis. You're allowed to put on a beged of dalek kamfis without sitzis. Now the Torah said, when you put on a beged of dalek kamfis, now you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. But let's say it's Shabbos, and I can't put on tzitzis. So if I'm an oinis on putting on the tzitzis, so I'm allowed to put on the beged, and now I'm an oinis. I'm not mechuyev to put on tzitzis. There's no issa per se of wearing a beged without dalet kamfis. Only after one puts on the beged, then he's mechuyev in tzitzis. The Torah gave the mitzvah of tzitzis when you put on the beged. Azay zakta Mordechai. Zakta kivega, if so, you have a beged, a linen beged, and I'm putting it on. I'm allowed to put it on. Now you're telling me that I can't put it on, I can't put in tzitzis because of a lav of klayim. So it comes out now, I'm being mavatel, the mitzvah of tzitzis. I'm allowed to put on the beged, zakta kivega. I'll pide Mordechai. Zakta kivega, that's why it's considered, klayim besitzis is considered that I'm being mavatel the assay of tzitzis in order to do tchiyah. Because if I'm allowed to put on the beged and not going to put on the tzitzis because of the klayim, I'm going to be mevatel the mitzvah tzitzis because I'm going to end up wearing a beged without tzitzis. Azoy zaktiv kvega. So obviously we see from Kvega's hanocha that he understood, like the other side of the chakira, that the din of assay dechaloysa say is not in order to have the kiyah mitzvah. It's in order that the mitzvah shouldn't be in his battle. So I'm able to kvega had shreya by tzitzis. Zaktiv kvega, no, you're right, by tzitzis there's also going to be a bittel assay. L'chayra, this of Kvega is not like this Ramban. This is Mamish the Shail and Ramban over here. That's the Chiddush Ramban. Obviously, the other Tutsin and Rishonim don't hold like the Ramban. The simple question of Rishonim was that now you don't have the mitzvah yet. You don't have the mitzvah. See, not being mevatel the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. So therefore, there's no din chiyah. Even though, if I'll go in, I'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvah Shavas Aveda. So let's bring out a beautiful example of this svara that the kiyum mitzvah is doicha even without a bitl mitzvah. The halacha is, we know that ladies are allowed to do mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Ladies blow shofar, and they make a bracha according to Ashkenazim, Shita Sarama. Ladies make a bracha on a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even though they're potter. On lulav, ladies make a bracha. The Svardim, according to the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, they hold that a lady does not make a bracha. Aba Kipshuto, everybody holds that a lady is being Mekayim a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Eina mitzvah of Aisa. So therefore, they make a bracha, according to Rama. Akoponim, we have this concept that ladies have a key a mitzvah, even though they're not Mechuyiv. Obviously, if a lady is not going to blow Shaifa, she's not going to shakul lulav, she's not going to be Mevatel the mitzvah. But if she does it, she has a key a mitzvah. So what's the halacha? Clear to Ravid in the beginning of Torah's Koyanim, can a lady put on klayim besitzes? If a lady wants to be mekayim, a mitzvah hasei, shazman groma of sitzes, and the beged is a linen beged, and she wants to put it on with chelis, can a lady do it and be doichalos hasei? Zok to Ravid, yes. Why? Because kach nit in the Torah, la'noshim chayvel, la'noshim rishus. The Torah gave a mitzvah that men are obligated in the mitzvah. Ladies have a reshus in the mitzvah. Ve'af v'mokim issa k'goyin klayim besitzis. The kiyim mitzvah of noshim is doicha leisasei. So this we see, we bring out this point very, very clearly. That even though the lady, she's not going to wear the beged, she's not being mevatel a mitzvah sitzis. However, she has a kiyim mitzvah. Zok deraivit a kiyim mitzvah. Is also doicha. A kiyum mitzvah is also doicha. Again, even if a lady, you don't have a kivegas mahalach, because even if a lady puts on the beged that has dalet kamfa, she's not being mevatel a mitzvah. A lady is allowed to wear a beged that has dalet kamfa and not put on tzitzis, she's not being mevatel a mitzvah. But in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, we say, I'll say, doicha leisa say, this Rabbi Chanan in the end of the first bank of Kedushin, in Kavit Shiurim, I believe the last stickle in the safe on Kedushin, he brings this out from the Ravid. From the Ravid, you see as that Dasei Doicha Leisa Sei is even for the Kiyim, and on this Ravid he asks on Reb Kivega. This is another Makar is a Toisus Harosh in Yevomis of Chesam and Beis. The Toisus Harosh in Yevomis Chesam and Beis says a very interesting pshat. The Gemara says that by Yibum, only the Biyah Rishon is Doicha. The Biyah Shniyah is not Doicha. Only the first Biyah is a mitzvah, and the second Biyah is not Doicha. So Parshat you learn, the second Bia Vayibum is not a mitzvah b'chal. So Mehecha Teisa Shvideicha. Zakta Teisa Rosh, no, Zakta Azoy. Mikomakoyim, Bia Shnia Loidechia B'chayav Ilavim. The second B is not doich. Mishum, why? The gamrinon beklayim besitzis. We learn now from klayim besitzis. Da say doich loisa say. And over there, lemetzinen lemigmar ela asay shal choyva. I will be a shneer rishusi. It's a rishus. The ikir kiyim asay hayna bi rishayna. Because the ikir kiyim is the bi rishayna. Zakta toisarosh. You know why it's not doich? Because we learn out the second B. Because we learn out the dinchiv and klayim besitzis. So over there, you only find the Asay Shel Chayva. But the Bishni is a Rishus. Now, obviously, he doesn't mean that it's a Rishus Gomer. If it's a Rishus Gomer, then obviously it's not Doichet. There's nothing more to talk about. You don't have to tell me because I learned it out from Klayim Asitzis. Now, what he means to say, obviously, it's a Rishus Shel Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah that's Mechuyiv. It's a Mitzvah Shel Rishus. Zakta Teizerosh, only a Mitzvah Shel Chayva is Doichet. Why? Because klayim besitzis is a mitzvah shel chayva. So the makor of tchiyah is klayim besitzis. I don't have a makor for an asay shel rishus. So obviously, Tosafos Rosh learns like b'kivega, because sitzis is not considered an asay shel rishus. Sitzis is an asay shel chayva. Because after I put on the beged, as b'kivega said, now I have to do it, and if I'm not going to do it, I'm going to be mevatel a mitzvah. So al kaponim, this we see, the Tosafos Rosh says clearly, that a Rishus de Mitzvah is not Doicha. So we have over here, the Ravid in the Teres Koyanim says that a Kiyah Mitzvah is Doicha. We have the Ramban in one Teres that says that a Kiyah Mitzvah is Doicha. And we have a Teres Rosh in Yevamis, Tav Chesem and Beis, that says clearly that a Kiyah Mitzvah would not be Doicha. Let's go back to the Gemara. Laman and Beis says as follows, Hikisha Nischayibo, Zokdrashi, Zokin Shenel Fichvoidoi, well, gave it a patch in order to return it. So since he was maskal in the mitzvah, he's mechuyev to finish the mitzvah. When Azay stayed in Rambam, in came in motza behema vekisha neskayev l'tapuba ulachziro avu pisheinu lechvichoidoi sharei hischol b'mitzvah. Once he started the mitzvah, so he's mechuyev to complete the mitzvah. Other Yishayim, the Ritva, and others argue on Rashi and the Rambam al pi the Gemara in Bava Basra. And that pechesam and aleph, the Gemara is mavur, a whole different reason. The Gemara says that when you give it a patch, you anki the nagri b'yasa, the pshat is you make it wild, you make it go out of its makom mishtama, so you make it ovid yoisa, so that's why you mechuyev b'hashava, because now it became more of an aveda, you made it into an aveda, you made it into an aveda, you mechuyev, even though he's a zakon v'ena l'chvich v'edai. The Rishonim point out that according to Rashi, this reason applies even if it's not a Baal Chai. As long as you started the mitzvah, you're mechuyev to finish the mitzvah. However, according to the Gemara Bava Basra, its mashmah only applies to Baal Chayim. Another nafkamina, according to Rashi, if only you were hekisha in such a way that you brought it closer to the Baalim, but if you made it go further away from the Baalim, so then obviously that's not considered, you started the mitzvah. This is the nafkamina between these two pshatim. His Be'emes, the Gemara, is meduyik, like the Rambam and Rashi, because the Gemara says, Kiven the Magzav Asada, Magzav Namibir. The Gemara said, had a Shaila, if you started in the Sada, Zakti Gemara, so then you Magzav Namibir. The Gemara means to say, because it's a Kishna Schaiva, since you already started the mitzvah. Zakti Avin Azal, the Gemara is very meduyik, like Rashi and the Rambam, so perhaps they held that the Asugitaka holds, not like the Sugim Baba Basra, like it's meduyik in the Gemara. That would be a possible Yishuv to the answer of the stira to the sugi in Baba Basra. Now, what's the pshat in hischol b'mitzvah? In fact, I have another. What's the pshat? You started the mitzvah. Okay, but I started the mitzvah, but I didn't want to finish. Who says I have to finish the mitzvah? Why? Just because if I start the mitzvah, I'm mechuyev to finish. So he wants to say as follows. If you hold, like the Rishonim, we had machlekes, when is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda Chal? According to Rashi, Nav Chavavam Beis, we said over that Rashi holds that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda only starts Mishanot L'ad Shishivenu. The lav is right away, L'Sucha L'Salim. Hazoi Halt Rashi. So if so, Zok Da'av Eben Ezel Ve'e Poshet. The whole tour of Zok Menel Fichvoidoi, his Salamta, Palm Shat M'Salim, is only a p'tur in the Lois Aseh. It's not a p'tur in the Aseh. The Aseh only comes after you pick it up. Semela Zokter Ashi. If you pick it up, you started the mitzvah. Semela, you mechuyev in the mitzvah. Because the p'tur of Zokan Veinat Vichoydai is only a p'tur in the lav and not a p'tur in the mitzvah. And Azoy stayed in Aruch HaShulchan in Chayshim Mishpat and Simei Samah Gimel. When Azoy is Meduik in Rashi and Shavuos, Rashi says, Eina muzur olav b'loy sucha l'salim. You're not muzur on the lav of b'loy sucha l'salim. The whole iser, the whole din of Zokan Vichoydai is that he's not muzur on the lav. But Avada, on that say, he is muzur. Oh, but that's only good in Rashi. Oh, but the Rambam holds, we said, in the beginning of Perigit Aleph, Hilchos Gezeila, the Rambam says, Klar, that the mitzvah asei of HaShabbos Aved is chal, even before you pick it up. Oy bazoi, if the Torah says, the Ptur is zokan lein afich loidoi, so then the Ptur is even in the mitzvah. So why does the Rambam hold that the Ptur is only before you start the mitzvah, but once you pick it up, you mechuyev? There's no difference picking it up and not picking up l'chayra, according to the Rambam. So Zokta Eben Ozla Azoy, that even according to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah of Hashem Tishivim before you pick it up, but after you pick it up, it's chal, a new shlav in the mitzvah. Like we saw the din, a mitzvah aveda has a din of a shayma aveda. When does he become a shayma aveda? That's poshit. He only becomes a shayma aveda only after he picks it up. Asavtel Teich Beisecha is only after you pick it up. You do a Meshicha, and that's when he becomes a shayma aveda. So you see, even according to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah hashava before you pick it up, but that's only a mitzvah on the gavis, like putting on tefillin. Once he picks it up, then it's a mitzvah of momenus. It's a mitzvah of momenus, you mechuyev to give it back, and if you don't give it back, you pesheya, you chay b'achrayis. Like a din of a shema, shema chinam, shema sacha. Memeila, zokta ben ozel. The Rambam held that the whole p'tur of zokan v'enuf v'choyda is only a p'tur in the mitzvah hashava before you pick it up. But in the mitzvah hashava, that's chal, a chayvus hashava in the momenis, that now you become a shemen aveda, that, in that, it's not, there's no p'tur of a zaken and a fichloidai. That is the pshat of the Eben Ozel, and Azoy state in Chedush Agrach al Hashas, in Amar Aleph, Bechashmul brings it down in Simin Yud Ches. This is the pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds also that there's a chilik in the mitzvah hashava before you pick it up and after you pick it up. Now, l'chayra azoy, let's go to the Eben Ozel's first pshat. The Eben Ozel's first pshat, now Chashulchan's pshat, that the p'tur of Zokan Venus v'chvoidoy is only a p'tur in the lav. L'chayra is not mashma like that in the Gemara, because the Gemara's kshayla was, Iboyu lehu darka l'hagze b'soda, v'in darka l'hagze b'ir, mahu, Mi amrinon hashava ma'alya beina. Do we need a hashava ma'alya? The kivin the lav darkeh darkeh lach zebi loy lechayiv. Zokt Rashi mahu she is chayiv lashiva. That's what is that since it's dark lach zebasoda. So melo already mechuyev b'hashava. According to what they're saying that the whole p'tur of zokin v'enu l'fichvoidoy is only a p'tur in the lav, is not a p'tur in the asay. The Gemara is very not meduyik, because the Gemara is saying mahu mi amrinon hashava ma'al yabinon emameilo. That's mechayev me to do a ganz hashava. L'chayr it's mashiv in the Gemara that we have to be done whether the p'tur of zokal and fichloidoy is chal p'tur in the hashava or not chal p'tur in the hashava. That's the l'chayr aura on the first shot. Another aura is that according to the Reb Chaim and the Eben Ozel, in the second pshat, the point, l'chayri, is not that you started the mitzvah. The point is that you didn't have the mitzvah yet. It's not the pshat you started the mitzvah. This is a kasha, according to the Reb Arbed and Reb Chaim, the way they're learning in the Rambam, that the point is that it was a new mitzvah is chal with picking it up. So the point is not that you started the mitzvah. You started the mitzvah. The pshat is, there's a new mitzvah here. The mitzvah beforehand wasn't a din momenis, and the mitzvah now is a chiv momenis, and there's no p'tur in this mitzvah. So the point is not that you started the mitzvah. And that's the chayr ha'ara on this pshat. Also, there's another pshat from the Tumas Hakri as follows. You know why? Zokim ein l'chichvayit, if you pick it up, you mechuyiv. Because since he picked it up, see, he's megala das, that he's not makpid. Oh, you're not makpid. Okay, so do the hashava. According to that, it's a little better. You maskil the mitzvah. Since you started the mitzvah and you showed us that you're not makbid, so memela, you're mechuyah to finish the mitzvah. Abu Lachaira, this is shver. I believe the Truma Sakri himself asked on him. He asked on himself. What's shot in the Gemara? The Gemara says that if it's his derech to return be'ir, besada, then he's mechuyah be'ir. Kivin the chayah besada, chayah be'ir. The Mukhi Yosef says the pshat is because it's a kisha chayah, but the chayah has a pshat in the Gemara. According to the Truma Sakri, where do you see that he was meichel on his covet? Faket. The derech is to do a basada. So why does the Gemara say, if he did a basada, you mechuyah be'ir? Because you started the mitzvah. Because you started the mitzvah, so there's no uptor. Perhaps the pshat is, and I found this pshat in the Imre Marshach. Imre Marshach, Sefan Bamatziah, if you're not aware, he says as follows. And could be this is the Parsha pshat in Rashi. We have a klal, the Rishalmi says, Hamaskal b'mitzvah oim le'gmar. Rishalmi, in the first parak, in Rosh Hashanah, there's a klal, you start a mitzvah, you mechuyah to finish it. There's a klal, eim avin ala mitzvahs. It's a shaila, some people say it's considered a deraisa, eim avin ala mitzvahs. The chayra, what we're trying to say is over here is like this. Since you started the mitzvah, so mele it's chala din of eim avin ala mitzvahs. Once it's chala din of eim avin ala mitzvahs, so mele, that's why there's no p'tur, zakam eil fichwayde anymore. Zakam eil fichwayde is only a p'tur once you didn't start the mitzvah. But once you started the mitzvah, now it's chala din of eim avin ala mitzvahs. Ah, you'll tell me that eim avin ala mitzvahs has nothing to do with you started the mitzvah. The ma'aseh, if you look in the Taz, in Simon Tafresh, pay dalet, sif cotton dalet, the Taz, mavur klar azoy. That there's a bigger chayma once you start the mitzvah of eim avin ala mitzvahs. That's the chayra, the pshat in hischil b'mitzvah. That's the maila of starting the mitzvah. Starting the mitzvah, memela, now it's chaladin of eim avin ala mitzvahs, so memela, there's no p'tur of zakam eim fichwayde anymore. Okay, let's go on. The next tickle, the Gemara brings a braisa. Voidatlam zed beis chayayim esaderech zugmilut chasodim. The Braisa lists off many mitzvahs ben on the chaveiro. So if the Baal Hilchus Gedolus, he's moina all these mitzvahs that are mentioned. He's moina in the minyan tayyat. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs he brings it and he brings the Baal Hilchus Gedolus in Sheirish Beis of the Shloshim, and he says that it's not true. He says you're not moina all these mitzvahs as separate mitzvahs. He says that Rambam holds that all these mitzvahs are included in the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha is a general mitzvah for all midas of chesed. So memela, there's no reason why we should be moino every single mitzvah. B'kacholim, gemilas chasadim, kfura, all these things are separate mitzvahs. They're, all these mitzvahs are under the general klal of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha. When Azoi state in Ramban in Sheresh Aleph, he also says so. There's a general mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha, which includes all mine gemilas chasadim. Now, be'emes, the Rambam in Hilchus Avil, in Perek Yidal of Halacha Aleph, he says as follows. Mitzvah sasei shel divreyem levake choyle. It's a mitzvah that abonon to mevake choyle, ulanachem aveilim, ulahoitzi ameis, ulahachnis kalo, velilvois ha'orchim, ulasasachol tzorche kfura. Zog the Rambam, all these are mitzvahs that abonon. Then the Rambam says, "Even though all these mitzvahs are midrabanan, even though all these mitzvahs are midrabanan, harehein bechlal v'yahavta echel kamoicha, they're all included in v'yahavta echel kamoicha. What does that mean? Kol hadvarim she'ate roitze she'yasu oisim l'cha achedim. Anything that you want other people to do to you, asei ato oisan l'achicha b'teruah mitzvahs." Zog the Rambam, what's the pshat? V'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. You should do to your friend that he would want to do to you. You would want that people should be goyim l'chesed and machnis kala, levoyis hameis, all these mitzvahs, so really you mechuyah to do to them. So l'chayra, that's the Rambam is saying, as he said in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that all these mitzvahs are included in v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. The shaila is, what does the Rambam mean that all these mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are bonn? I mean, what's an afkamin in the mitzvahs that are bonn? Lamaisi says that they're raisa, because they're all inclusive in the half the reicha kamoicha. So the Indian, what does the Rambam mean that it's a mitzvah that are bonn? Agabi, what? What's the point that it's a mitzvah that are bonn? In other words, it's similar to the question that the Rambam himself asks on the Bahag. The Rambam himself asks in the Bahag, why you Bahag, you moina? entire mitzvahs, all these mitzvahs separately. It's not one. It's not separate mitzvahs. It's all one big mitzvah. So too, why does the Rambam say that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan to mevakeh cholim and to the nachem aveilim? All these things are mitzvah d'rabbanan. Why is it a mitzvah d'rabbanan? It's not d'rabbanan. You're telling me it's included in v'haftarich kamaicha. This Rambam is very schwer. What exactly is the point of the Rambam by telling us that it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan? I call upon him. That's the Rambam shita. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, he says an interesting pshat. He says the Islami can't learn from our pasuk over here. Hoydatem, what happened? What's the story over here? This is Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu. Hoydatem asaderach she'elchuvo. He told him all these things. Zokter Ramban pshat, posh pshat in the pasuk. What's the point of all these things Yisroi is telling Moshe Rabbeinu? Pshat is it's all a chelik of the eitz of Yisroi. He's telling them, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're too overworked. You have too many dinei Torah. You're overworked. You know what the deal is? I have a growl guy, it's for you. Let's get together over here. Teach him Beinadon L'chaveroi, K'dei L'shachem B'neiim Ava V'achva V'shalom V'reyus. Dr. Ramban, that's the pshat in the Eitzah. It's B'chalaf, not a tzivu. It was an Eitzah telling him that you should do all these things in order to encourage Beinadon L'chaveroi, in order, ki b'kach, yismat v'hatarum is v'hadin B'neiim. So then they won't have so many fights. If they'll be Isaac and Gemilas Chesed, Lefnim Yeshua Sadin, so therefore they won't have so many Dinei Torah. So Bechal, you can't be Moina as a mitzvah. Stamad Bahag holds that since Lamaisa this Eitzah was brought in the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu he sent over the Eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so it became a chelik of Torah. Kiilu, it has a din of a tzivim mamish. But I'll call upon him. That is the Ramban's pshat in the pasuk. That Mamel is Bechlal not a Tzivu, it's just the Eitzah Be'alma of Yisroi. Is Be'emes, the Rabbeinu Yoine also states with the Bahag that all these things are the Raisa. He says, Yesh and Shah Gimel, Oisid Gimel, Rabbeinu Yoine says, Yesh mitzvah sasei menachamudas. There are mitzvah sasei that are very strong, that ain't a moin ham nizorim behem. Bechein gemilas chasodim, shehi mitzvah sasei. Dr. Gemilas chasodim, the mitzvah sasei, and he brings this pasuk. Rabbeinu Yoina seemed to have learned from this pasuk all these things are mitzvahs d'oraisa. Azoy stated in Rabbeinu Yoina, Amasech de Brachis, Daf Yir Aleph and Beis, Midaf Yerif, Zokta Nicham Aveilim is d'oraisa, and it's, you learn it out from this pasuk of Vaidatam. Thus is the Nemukah Yosef's pshat in the Gemara. Thus is the Chmein Rabbeinu Yoina's pshat in the Gemara, our Gemara, to show you that all these things are mitzvahs d'oraisa. Let's go on. The Mishnah says, Herziru barcha, afila abo v'chamish apomim, chayiv l'herziru, shenema hoshev t'shivim. State in the Mishnah that you need a pasuk. How do I know if you returned it? And then it ran away again. How do I know I'm achuyiv to be ma'azir again? The chayra, we can ask as follows. What do I need a pasuk for? What do you know? Now it's a new Aveda. You returned it. It was lost. You returned it. Now it's a new Aveda. If it's a new Aveda, why should I think that you don't have to return it again? So there's a beautiful pshat in the Shal Shuvas Nois Yaakov Simen Yutes. He says as follows. Enachanami, you're right. Avada, I would be mechuyev to return it because it's a new Aveda. The chiddush of Chayiv L'chzira is that I still have the old chiyev. And the old chiv is still nimshach. The nafkamina is, let's say, he returned it, he was a zakam enel fichoidoi, and we saw in the Gemara before, hikisha and his chayibo. Once he did it, he's mechoyiv to return it. Let's say the zakam enel fichoidoi, he returned it once, and then it got lost again. Without a pasuk, I would say it's a new aveda. So in the first aveda, he was nischayib ashova. In this aveda, who said, he's Nischayev Ashava. Kamashvul on the Pasuk, Chayev Lachzira, because this is an extension of the original Chayevas Hashava. And he brings that it's Meduyik Hetiv in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Gezeila, in Perikid Aleph, Halach Yid Gimel, Halach Yid Aleph, it says as follows. Motza Sakei Kupa, Im Hoya Chacham Ezokim Mechubid, Shein Darka Litol, Ein Chayev Letapo Behem. He says, "Neschayv le'tapav alachziro, avobi she'en lech vichvaydoi, shahrei hischa b'mitzvah." Then the Rambam says, Hechzira ubarcha afilu mei apavim chayv lahachzir. So the Rambam brings this halacha of hechzira ubarcha right after he brings the halacha of azaka in vein alfichvaydoi. Zakta nois yankiv, the Rambam meant to tell you that this is gufa rechidish. Gufa rechidish is that the old chiv is nimshach, and it's an afkemina legabi azaka in vein alfichvaydoi. I saw in the Sefer Oris from Rabbi Eliyashu Zitzal, he wants to be moisiv as follows. That with this we could answer another kasha. What's the drash in the Mishnah? Hechziru barcha, hechziru barcha, yimuchoyiv, because it says, Hashem teshive. Frekta azoi. L'chayra, we know, there's a famous machlokes we had many times. According to the Rambam, Enachanami, there's a mitzvah hashava, even before you pick it up. But according to Rashi, the mitzvah hashava only starts when you pick it up. So bazai, the chayra, the Mishnah is not meduik. The Mishnah says, "Achziru baruch, you mechuyu to return it again because of hashav teshivim." It's mashma right away. As soon as you see it, you mechuyu to return it right away because of hashav teshivim. The chayra hashav teshivim, the mitzvah only starts after you pick it up. If it starts only after you pick it up, so how can we be marbe from hashav teshivim that I'm mechuyu to go ahead and return it even before you pick it up? Hashav teshivim only goes when you pick it up. Azai frekt Rebbe Yashiv. Zakt Rebbe Yashiv, according to this Tikkul Torah, that the original chiv is nimshach, it's gevaldik, because ain't a chanami, since you picked it up the first time, so you become mechuyev b'hashava, so now you still have a hashav teshivim to return it again, even before you pick it up. Now you're mechuyev to go ahead and pick it up because of the original hashav teshivim. And Rebbe Yashiv wants to moisif another chiddush as follows. This whole shayla that we say that it's nimshach, the old chiyiv, is only shayich if you returned it to the Bailim, but the Bailim did not know about it. In other words, you returned it to the Rishus HaBailim, to Amokam HaMishtamer, as the Braisa says further on the next Amid, right after this halacha of returning 100 times, one may return it to the Bailim even without their knowledge. Zokta Rabbi Yashiv, in such a case, you could say that even though I returned it, if it got lost again, you still have the old Chiyiv Hashava. Abba, if you return it to the Bailim, Midas Bailim, and he takes it from you and he puts it back in his house, and then it gets lost again, Zokta Bal Yashiv, that's a double poshit, that's considered a new Aveda. And Avada, there would not be enough Gemina, Legabi Azok, and Vein, Elifich Vaidai. Lechayra, you have to understand, what's Taka the difference? Mamanashach. If Hashava, Shaloi Midas Bailim, to Amokam HaMishtamer, is considered Hashava, and you were Makayim Yimitzis Hashava, so why, if it gets lost again, why is it considered that the old Hashava is batal and I still have a Chiv Hashava because of the old Chiv? Memanashach. If that's true, so why if I return it Midas Bailim, it should also be the same? Memanashach. In any case, I was Makayim my Mitzvah Hashava, so what is the difference if it was Midas Bailim or not Midas Bailim? This Lechayra needs a further hesbet. But this he understood as a double posture that if it's Midas Bailim, Avadas and Ishdava Sereden, Avada, the old Hashava was older, over, and if it gets lost again, it's Poshit that has a din of a new Aveda.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.